Welcome to Magical Mondays with the Psychic Cowgirl Shannon and Psychic Sidekick Virginia. We will be discussing metaphysical topics, psychic and intuitive development, and self-empowerment. Join us for information, laughter, and connection each Monday. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
We're having a little role reversal today.
We are. My internet left. I'm not in the chat room.
But I am, as Shannon. I moonlight as Shannon from time to time.
It's all good. Yes, the psychic cowgirl in the chat room is Virginia. I don't know if I can even come in the chat room. Maybe. I don't know how without signing in. And there might be two psychic cowgirls in there if I can get in, because my internet might come back. And I haven't figured out how to do it from my iPad yet. So, yeah, it's a fun full moon.
At least your phone works.
Yeah.
Let's knock on wood, huh?
Let's take what we can get.
Right.
I'm missing the chat room, though. It doesn't feel right.
I'll figure it out. We'll try to keep you in the loop, or I
Great.
Will try my best to bounce Thanks. Back and forth and keep you in the know of what's happening here.
Oh, good. So I don't feel quite so left out.
It was so funny. I'm sitting here just trying to get everything prepared for myself, and all of a sudden my phone's ringing, and I look over, and it says Alberta, Canada. I'm thinking, uh-oh. So how is everyone?
Are you guys having a better internet time than I am?
Almost, because as you know, I'm trying to get everything situated here under you, then it kicks me out of the chat room and says someone else had signed in under the name and it kicked me out. So I'm thinking, oh, great.
Oh, probably because my internet came back on and I was in there. Let me see if I can sign in.
All right.
Maybe I can, because I don't know how to sign in. Oh, under anything else. Oh, I could maybe if I signed in under my Facebook name. Then it.
Yeah.
I don't know how this all works. Let's see. It's way more fun figuring it out while we're on air, right?
Right. Everyone just wing it with us.
It's all good. Okay, I will launch the small chat and see if it works for me.
Okay.
So
and
let's
we'll
talk
keep a lookout for you.
Okay, let's talk about the full moon then. And all the moon cycles. Where do you want to start, Virginia?
Yeah. Well, let's start with the full moon because it's a full moon right now.
It is. Okay, I got to be in the chat room.
Okay, and
are you out of the chat room?
I kicked you out.
Yes.
That's okay. I will log in with my Facebook.
Okay, and then you'll have to teach me how you did that later if this happens again, and then I won't boot you out.
Okay. Not a problem. So the full moon can do some hinky stuff to things, huh?
It sure can. And I was, you know, when it went out, we were messaging on Facebook, getting ourselves ready for the show, and I just typed in that I was feeling quite sassy today, and that's when it kicked out.
Oh, I didn't even get the sassy message, and that's funny because I almost put on Facebook that I was definitely wearing my sassy pants today.
Don't say it.
I won't now.
Don't put it on Facebook. That's when the whole thing exploded, and I ran out to the living room, raced past my husband, said, I need the iPad. I have no internet. He said, oh, that'll be interesting trying to do your show. I said, nah, I'll just phone Virginia. It'll be all good.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Right?
Minor
okay, well,
details.
I'm here now, so, and you're in there too, so we should be good, right?
We should be good to go. If I disappear, then you all know that it was my internet again, but my phone is okay.
As long as the phone works, it's all we need, right?
That's right. So this full moon in July is the Deer Moon, is one of the names.
Interesting.
After the male deer, which shed their antlers every year, they begin to regrow them in July, hence the Native American name for July's full moon. Other names include Thunder Moon for the month's many summer storms, and Hay Moon after the July hay harvest.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. I just know the craziness I feel during full moons. You know, the frenzy, the heightened energy, it's almost frenetic in a sense. Like you're a little frenzied, or I am at least. And I've been doing this. I started this. I'm giving myself a 30-day challenge from a speech I saw on TED.com. Have you ever heard of it?
Yep.
Okay, well, I watched a speech, and it was, I can't remember the guy's name. I think it was Matt Cutts. And he talked about 30-day challenges, and so I decided to take a 30-day challenge of no caffeine starting today. And I swear I am more hyper than I've ever been after a cup of coffee. So I'm blaming the full moon.
I'd blame the full moon too. Ooh, no caffeine. I don't know. I wouldn't be ready for that.
I think I was, but I think my body is trying to tell me to be ready for it.
We'll have to keep us posted on how it goes for you.
I cheated a teeny, teeny bit. I had a Sprite when I was at work today, and I put just a little splash of Coke in it. I was scared.
Okay, that's sort of funny.
But it was so teensy-weensy, I don't think it should count.
That is funny.
So, Do you deal with any craziness during full moons? You have all those animals on the ranch. How is that?
You know what? It doesn't even faze them. Usually the full moons, I feel really grounded and present, and I don't get all wacky. But these last few, up till this one, like probably the last three before this, they knocked me out. I was, like, tired and a little bit cranky, and I could just feel things shifting during the full moons, and I didn't like it. But this one's back to how it usually is for me. I get things done. It just feels great. My animals, I don't notice them going wacky on the full moon. I have a cat that goes on walkabouts, though. I don't know where she goes, but she disappears every once in a while for 2 or 3 days, and she makes me upset. She's gone. I should check if it's on the full moon, because she's gone right now.
Huh.
Yeah. That's the only thing that stresses me about a full moon. No, just my Dina. I don't know where she goes or what she does. Weird. I should check that. I'm going to make a note to myself to check if it's around the full moon that she does this.
Start paying attention from here on out. All right, I'm going to change this. I'm having some issues with myself in chat here, so I think I am the second psychic cowgirl down there. I just wanted to try and
I am psychic cowgirl 6055 because I just typed hi. You're the other one.
Oh, that one is you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out. Who was who? Sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. It's the moon. We blame the moon. So another thing I thought was interesting is because the full moons affect you differently than the new moons, and the full moons affect you the opposite of how they affect me. On a full moon is when I can manifest. I tried on the new moon, and I got nothing.
And, yeah, it's the opposite for me. The new moon is when I manifest. I've always done it that way. It just felt right for me, so I've always just done it. But I know a lot of people who manifest on the full moon. I just have to be different, I guess.
You do. It's just your cycle. Yeah, I tried to this last new moon. Nothing. Nothing. Not even a little bit. But on
maybe
the
energies
are
maybe the energies are confused because they're so used to the opposite with you. So now you threw them for a loop when you tried to manifest it. Because that's what happened to me when I tried manifesting at the full moon when a big group of us did it.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
But then I did very similar manifestations during the next new moon, and I got quite a few of the things within a month.
Cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, and mine's on the full moon for sure.
I've always done new moon bringing in or starting new, and full moon releasing and letting go.
Okay. Because on some of the stuff I was researching, it was talking about the full moon is when you manifest stuff. And the new moon is when you let go of stuff.
That's funny because, you know, we must find the things that fit us because I
have an opposite.
Pictures that I wrote down a bunch of notes and I probably said that's hilarious.
That is awesome.
I think you go with whatever works for you. That's what I think.
Absolutely. And try it both ways. Like I said, manifesting on the new moon did nothing. I got nothing.
And that's what works for me. So I don't think there's a set rules. I think we can make them up as we go.
Absolutely. Rules don't work for everybody. Cool. Well, now I'm coming. I'm getting more grounded after my little, you know, jitteriness with the computer.
Excuse me.
So what else did you find out about the July moon?
Well, I didn't look up July moon specifically. I was just looking up the moon in general and all the different phases of it and what they mean. And, of course, this is going to be not necessarily for everyone because we've already established that. But,
yes.
I found out, like, the dark moon. Have you heard of the dark moon?
Yes.
See, I had never heard the expression before, but that's the 3 days prior to the new moon where there's absolutely no moon visible.
Yes.
And I read that that's downtime where we should kind of take a break and replenish our energy and do deep meditations and pamper ourselves and that kind of stuff.
Cool. I found this really cool chart. It's called Effect of the Moon's Eight Phases on Your Personal Reality. And it talked to the dark moon, yet your mind turns inwards. You feel contemplative, nonfiction reading. Your intuition is active.
And I find that for me, that fits for me, because I noticed around the new moon I'm having crazy heightened dreams and more vivid dreams that are usually foretelling of some sort. And so it's pretty fitting.
Yeah, this chart, it has, like, amazing things. So for the full moon, the dreams, it's the best time of month for lucid dreaming, most likely to remember your dreams at this time.
Oh,
cool, hey?
Yeah. That was, when did you say the dark moon is?
This was during the full moon.
Oh,
it's
the full
lucid
moon.
Dreaming. Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's opposite for me. That's what I thought you said. And I'm like, wait, no, that's the dark moon for me. The dark and the new moon, I get that's when I have the really vivid dreams and very, very active dreams and kind of a little bit of restless nights and a little bit of insomnia, which used to happen all the time at the full moon.
Really?
Yes. I am backwards.
That's interesting, hey?
What about anyone else? Is anyone in the chat room have any of the insomnia or vivid dreams or any of that during the new moon or the full moon? Have to tell us.
According to this super cool chart that I found, the full moon, your mind, you want to share, teach, do. You're talkative and sociable. Or the new moon, you have sudden insights, new ideas, writing is easier. Interesting.
I'm going to have to start paying attention now of when I feel that little bit of inspiration or, you know, my mind feels more open. Or see what that is.
Yes. I found this kind of fascinating.
Well, I found this one, what is this site? It's someone's website, Savina Thompson, and she wrote this thing about tapping into full moon energy. And she started out saying the Earth is comprised of 75% water, but what many people forget is that their bodies are also comprised of 75% water. This may seem coincidental to some, but this connection is something to be explored in your daily life. Each day, the moon's gravity pulls the oceans back and forth, helping to create tides that fall on the shore and to pull water back out. The moon helps to move the waters of the world, but many feel the tides of their own lives as well. Since we cannot help but be affected by the world around us, tapping into the moon energy is a way to celebrate this connection and bring ourselves more fully into our lives. So I think it's interesting when you think about our bodies being made up of 75% water and the gravitational pull of the moon and the effect that it has on our bodies.
Yes.
Pretty interesting, huh?
It is interesting. I'm pondering it. Huh.
Well, Shannon, we have a caller. Shall we take the caller?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see here. This is my first time at this. To run in the show. Usually it's Shannon doing all this. Hello? No, I don't think. Oh,
hello?
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 Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Virginia and Shannon.
Hey there. Who's the psychic cowgirl, Shannon or Virginia?
Shannon.
I'm the psychic cowgirl.
Okay. I got a question for you, actually, regarding the moon, how it affects other signs. I just wondered, if a lot of planetary alignments and kind of like a ratchet effect happen for in the universe in our Milky Way. I just wonder how those planets are affecting us right now on, let's say for an Aries, because I'm an Aries, the new moon and the full moon, along with those other planets.
We're both silent because we have no idea. We're not astrologers.
Oh, okay. Well, how does it actually fit? How does it affect men? Does it affect men too? Or I think it affects more women than men.
No, according to my cool chart that I found, here's what it affects men on the full moon. You become sociable, expansive, may spend money. You are flaunting your plumage. That's what it says during the full moon. I'll read you what it says for the new moon in case you're like Virginia and opposite. You feel rejuvenated. You're feeling invigorated. The sap is rising. You feel like courting. So you either feel like spending money or going courting.
Yeah.
So where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Yes, I know that. You're calling from Edmonton, aren't you?
Why?
Because I'm a psychic cowgirl. I know these things.
There you go.
No, because the phone number is on our switchboard.
I know.
And because I'm in Alberta.
Where are you in Alberta? whereabouts are you know, Alberta?
An hour and a half west of Edmonton.
An hour and a half west. What? Yeah, hour and a half west. Oh, you were there by Hinton, I think, or something like that, right? Edson.
Not quite that far west. I'm in between Drayton Valley and Entwistle.
Okay. Oh, geez, way there, eh? Wow. Interesting. I'm speaking to Alberta.
Yes!
Interesting.
Well, I feel like an outsider.
Yeah. Get off the
talking
phone, Shannon. We're just talking
Virginia.
About. We're just talking to Canadians, eh?
So, are you into astrology? Do you do astrology?
No, I follow it right now because it's 2012, and I find there's this ratchet effect that's going on. Like almost like every month, there's something going on for all the planets for everybody right now. And it's
yes.
either lessons for one month, the next lessons is a different month, and you see how this is actually all turning out.
Yes.
Or, you know, 2012 and beyond, and it's almost like, work on yourself this month, and then you work on yourself next month, but people have been working on their stuff, it's all at once, you know? So it's, it's an interesting time right now.
I agree. Each month it brings up new stuff and slightly different energies for you to see
mm-hmm.
in yourself and in others. So far, I'm liking July. July feels
yeah.
energetic rather than the heavier. June was a bit heavy.
Yeah.
What do you think, Virginia?
You know, I agree. I'm sitting here nodding my head like you're supposed to see it. And I don't want to jinx us because we're only 2 days into July, but I agree. It feels lighter. It doesn't feel as... and there's craziness going on, and there's darkness happening. So far this month feels a lot lighter and a little bit more peaceful and a little bit more fun.
Yes. I realize it's only day two, but it does feel a lot better. So, caller, you didn't tell us your name.
What's that, Jay?
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jay.
Hey there. Fellow Albertan, it's interesting. Huh.
Yes.
It's interesting, interesting.
And Virginia's in Illinois, and we have people in our chat room from all over the place. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. See how we can connect. Yeah. And, it should be an interesting month because I find it's like every other, it's like almost every even month it's something going on. And the odd month it kind of like fall, like it gets kind of light, and then, you know, August is supposed to be maybe heavy. It seems like that's the pattern, eh?
I don't know. May was heavy, too. And then June I thought would be better, but it was just different. In May, making decisions was impossible because there was just too much going on. June got better for that, but then it just brought up more stuff. It just felt like you got a really, really great opportunity to look at your own stuff and
mm-hmm.
to see your own reactions to things and see it in a different perspective where you can say, oh, wow, I didn't realize that I did it like that. Now I have a choice whether to change it or to just say, cool, that's how I do things.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting, but I find that people's personalities are based on, I think, or I feel is that it's on the sunspots, eh? The solar effects that are happening right now. Because I know June wasn't a big solar a month. Wasn't a lot of sunspots.
There was once, wasn't there?
Yeah, but it was actually towards
not
the beginning.
Not like May, though.
May was really crazy, but towards the end of June, it was like last 2 weeks, it was hardly any sunspots. And now we're getting lots of sunspots again. So I don't know what may happen this year. Yeah, so that's interesting.
That will be interesting.
We need Molly in here.
Yes, we need Molly, the astrologer extraordinaire, in here to help out with that.
But, it's interesting how that works. And how it works with the other planets too, the full moon and a new moon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, like that's a lot of stuff happening.
It is. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out because it seems like you said every month it's something slightly different.
Yeah.
And then eventually, I guess it'll all come together. And we do find that a lot of truth is coming out right now.
Yeah.
You can no longer lie about things to yourself or to others.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's so true. That's so true.
I noticed that a lot in June. There was a lot of truth being flung around in the disguised as let's just say crap.
Yep.
It was just being dredged up from the bottom of that murky water.
Yeah, it's just a strange. I have a quote that I always go for right now. And it says, it's a biography of a person, okay? And it says, when she, I'll read the quote for you. It says, when she walked, she strode like a man. Her swift, purposeful gaunt was her trademark. It was said she could never successfully disguise her identity at the masked balls, for no matter how she dressed, she still walked like an empress.
Cool.
That's what you're saying, eh? Like, it's like, walk your talk and walk your walk. And
yes. Yeah,
that's what's happening right now. Yeah.
It is. And be careful what words you use, because you're going to be called on it. You have to walk your talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's so true. I know it says a teacher, too, yet you get it all in between. That's what I feel like. It's never, like, all one way or even bad the other way. It's all in between, eh?
Absolutely, right? It's neither good nor bad. It just is.
Yeah, it just is. I mean, you can't satisfy everybody, and you're going to get it all between. So I'm just like, when I get comments from my students, great, everything right, or some people don't, or, you know, it could have been better or whatever, and things like that. I always go back to what some great teachers would say, and it's interesting how the perspective is about, you know, what they do and things like that. So, yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling us.
Well, it's great to talk to a fellow Albertan. It's really interesting. I'm only an hour and a half away.
Yes.
That's been amazing.
Funny, right?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to... One of these days, I guess, we'll bump into each other, right? So.
You never know. It could happen.
It could happen, yeah. Anyhow.
Well, enjoy June.
July.
July.
Where am I?
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome. Take care, ladies. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, we are just having a day, aren't we?
It wasn't until this evening when everything kind of went haywire. So back to my cool chart, because I'm loving it. Here's what it says about physical energy on the full moon. Most active lunar cycle also increase in stamina and evening energy. For the new moon, energy spurts and early rising. So both of them you are going to have.
A little extra crazy energy.
Yeah. It's during the dark moon that you want to sleep all the time.
That's interesting, because I was just, let's see, now I'm the opposite, I'm confusing myself. The past couple of days, over the weekend, I was so tired, I was taking naps and I just wanted to sleep, and I was going to say, oh, that fits, but no, this is the full moon, not the new moon.
See, now you are confused.
Oh. We are having a night, I tell ya. Good thing people like us.
Good thing they get us, hey?
Right?
Yeah.
Good thing we can laugh a lot. We can laugh at ourselves.
So not about the moon, but if I asked you right now, what do you think July is going to bring?
I think that we're still going to be dealing with that whole truth aspect.
Yes.
But I think it's going to be a lot lighter. It's not going to be as heavy. It's not going to be as yucky. It's not going to be as taxing as
yes.
it was on, like, June. That we're still going to be dealing with it, but it's like we've recognized it, and so now we're able, those of us that have recognized it, can kind of take it with a grain of salt and just carry on and it not affect us so much, because it's almost like in June, when we started seeing it, it was almost so shocking that it was overwhelming and just taxing on us, right?
I agree. I absolutely agree, because I was thinking during all that time in June, because May you got a little bit and it was different, and then June was like a lot more. I was thinking that we were all getting, like, shifting ourselves to get used to this is how it's always going to be. And so during that whole month, because it takes, what, 21 days to create a habit? That's what was happening to us. And now I think it's going to all come up still, but we're going to be used to it, like you said, and just be able to handle it, and it's not going to feel so heavy.
Right. So we shall see how it ends up, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll be that way. Hopefully it'll be lighter and a little more free feeling and a little more fun. And
but
and
you
if
know
we
what?
Can laugh this much in the beginning of the month, I think we'll be okay.
I agree. But you know what? Something really cool I noticed. The other day I went for a walk, and I stood on top of my thinking rock, and then my horses came over, and I had to pet them for a minute, and they all ran away. And I decided, hey, since I'm hanging out here, I'm going to do some cord cutting. It was instantaneous.
Wow.
Instantaneous. And I thought, wow, yeah. Because then I got off my rock. Yeah, I stand on a rock in the middle of my pasture. It's a good thing I don't have close neighbors, hey? And then I went for my walk, and I thought, wow, I could already feel that cord being gone, done.
Nice.
So I'm sure that's to do with our energies, right? We can make things happen instantly. So if you're going to do some cord cutting, people, do it now. And I also found that things that would have bothered me before now just don't even register in my radar.
That's funny, because I'm noticing a difference also with things that really bothered me. It's like, you know, some things that really, really bothered me are now coming to the forefront for a lot of other people around the situation. And so now that person or situation is really, really bothering everyone else. And I seem to be the only one with compassion for the person in the situation when I was the one who was, how do I say this nicely? I'm just throwing a fit.
Yep.
And now that everyone else is irritated and aggravated and frustrated and at their wit's end, I'm the one coming from the other end of, well, you know, and I'm the one with the compassion for it. How the heck did that happen?
I hear you, because, yeah, me too. I'm like, I can see, yeah, just their side and how it could all play out. And I can do that a lot of times, but if something, like, gets my bristles up, I usually can't, and now I can. It's really odd. Peaceful Sue, I did not say off my rocker. I did say rock.
Although
others,
tonight, that could be
others might, you know, disagree.
Well, you said you're lucky you don't have close neighbors. I always do to myself and wonder, because I do have close neighbors, I always wonder what my neighbors think when I'm scurrying outside at, you know, 10 o'clock at night in my pajamas with a blanket just to sit outside in the grass under the full moon, or I'm walking out with armfuls of crystals to lay on the windowsill. Or I'm outside during the new moon, I scurry out there at, you know, 10 or 11 at night, and I've got, you know, the remnants of my whatever I use to manifest with, and I'm trying to discard it somehow. I always just giggle and think, I wonder if anyone sees me and what they think right now. At least I don't dance naked under the full moon.
Well, they're probably watching, waiting for that, right?
Oh, gosh. I hope not. They're not going to get it.
No, it wouldn't happen in my world either. I don't even have neighbors that could see me, and it's not going to happen. No. Too funny.
Hopefully one day soon I'll not have as many neighbors as close. We'll move to a little more open of an area. Hopefully.
Well, as long as your neighbors don't, you know, cross the street when you're coming, I think you're okay. And even if they do, oh, well.
What do you do? I can't be the weirdest one around here, you know?
That's right. There's got to be more people.
Peaceful Sue in the chat room said she puts her crystals out in the moonlight and in the sunlight. And I do the same thing. I always have them sitting on the inside on the windowsill. And I open the blinds so that they get a lot of sunlight every day. And
nice.
then during the full moon, I take them all out there. Not every full moon, because sometimes it's raining or something. You know, I think last month it was overcast, so we couldn't even see the moon, so I didn't bring them out there. But I can see it tonight, so I'm going to sneak out there when we're done.
You're going to scurry out there.
I'm going to scurry out there like a little squirrel.
That's such a good mental picture. We have clouds. I'm not sure that I'm going to get to see the moon tonight. Might be a storm. We'll have to see.
I'm surprised that I can see it tonight because it is very, very humid out there tonight, very thick. Excuse me. So you had mentioned maybe we were getting a storm too, and it feels that way, but it could just be dreadful humidity.
Could be. It wasn't that thick. What was I going to say? It was something really interesting too, I'm sure. Gone.
Everything. Oh, well. Maybe it'll come back.
It might. You know what? I think part of this is it's July and it just feels so much better that we can be giddy.
Well, we're like drunk on the lightness.
Yes. Of the full moon. I have to do my manifesting tomorrow.
It can be just us, can it? I mean, is anyone in the chat room feeling this giddiness and this goofiness and this silliness?
And if you're not, just say yes, you are anyway.
And make us feel better.
Just humor us.
Oh, I tell ya.
So a funny thing happened at the rodeo that I was at this weekend. Well, lots of funny things happen, but I was talking about how I noticed things didn't bug me. And so at rodeos, lots of times, because, well, I've lived in the area for, you know, almost my whole life, I run into people I used to know, used to party with, and there was a guy at the rodeo that I ran right into first 10 minutes we got there, and I'm like, hey, he looks familiar. Then I remember that he owes my mom money because she built him a shirt when we were in college together, and he never did pay her, and I'm thinking, I wonder if I should go ask him for that. And you know what? I could have. I didn't feel uncomfortable. I didn't feel awkward. I wasn't going to do it because that would have probably just frazzled him and then he would have, you know, probably missed his steer. Actually, I think he did anyway. But anyways, I was thinking to myself as I was walking along how, isn't that cool? It doesn't even bother me to see him at all. And every time I went walking through to find my kids or something, I'd run into him each time. I would just sort of smile and keep going. I don't know if he recognized me or not because I actually had straight hair, which doesn't happen often. But I was just really intrigued with my reaction. Because had it been 2 years ago, I'm sure I would have wanted to avoid him. I would have felt weird, awkward, uncomfortable, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting that you ran into him several times.
Yeah.
Almost like a test, like, is it going to bother you this time? Are you going to get irritated this time? Are you going to get frustrated this time?
Are you going to say something?
Like the universe toying with you.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Because in the first 10 minutes, and I'm thinking, that guy looks kind of familiar. I wonder if he's one of the soccer dads. Oh no, that's that guy that I went to college with that owes my mom money. I wonder if I should go ask him.
Well, you had another funny story. Now, did that happen at the rodeo also?
Yes.
Would you like to share that story?
Well, sure. So I went way, way, way out of my comfort zone this year, and I sponsored a buckle. The Psychic Cowgirl sponsored a buckle. So that means my name gets plastered all over placemats, programs, and announced by the announcer. So Saturday I was there. It was really great. And it doesn't have my name with it, so I'm still sort of anonymous. But I wanted to see what it would feel like energetically to kind of be out a little more public than I normally am. So when he announced the Psychic Cowgirl, it was pretty cool. But Sunday, I don't know what happened between Saturday and Sunday, if he realized what the words were, because instead of announcing Buckle sponsored by the Psychic Cowgirl, it was Buckle sponsor the Psycho Girl. What?
No.
Really? Okay, then. That's okay. I may or may not have got even because there may or may not have been a bull later who ripped that guy's sign off the fence and pooped on it. May or may not have had anything to do with it. I did laugh hysterically. But you know what else is cool about that is that I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't, like, freaked out about it. I just thought, really? Okay. So either you are, you know, drunk in the announcer stand, or you realized what the words were and you're not comfortable saying it because it was Cowboy Church Day. I don't know.
Interesting.
It was interesting.
Well, no matter what it was that caused him to do that, his son still got pooped on.
Exactly. So, ha, 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 ha. Because, you know, I can talk to the animals, so, you know, it's all good. But I was really happy with myself for not, like, reacting to it. It was all good.
That's
I would call
cool.
the
That's...
psycho girl. Like, really? All righty, then. Huh.
Well, that's great that you put yourself out there like that. And stepped out of your comfort zone. And it's also great that you took being called Psycho Girl so well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't even in the beer garden. Because I had to drive my kids home because Brett was on call. Yeah. If I'd have been in the beer gardens, I might have been a little sassier about it. Who knows? Who knows? Actually, a girlfriend, she's sponsored too, but she has a day spa. Three Graces Day Spa, go there. And so it's not quite as controversial. And so we were both thinking of maybe next year we would sponsor, like, signs on the chute. So every time a bull or a bucking horse comes out of that chute, they have to say our name. How would that go over, hey?
That would be fun. You would have to... have your video camera for that one.
I would laugh so hard. But then I thought, well, I could mix it up a little. I could have Reverend Shannon.
There you go. So it would be great if you could somehow incorporate it all in one. Like Reverend
wouldn't
Shannon,
it?
The psychic cowgirl.
Oh, really blow their mind. Yeah. Because another funny part, I went to the concession stand, and there was some... The Cowboy Church people were running it, and I was wearing my super pretty turquoise cross, and I got a reaction from them energetically, and I'm like, do they know who I am? Is that why they're doing this? I'm like, huh.
They know I'm that psycho girl.
He hasn't said it yet.
Oh, darn.
But I'm thinking, do you know I'm the psychic cowgirl? Is that why you're kind of like sort of jumped back a bit there? Can I have my poutine, please? Oh, <don't laughs> <admit it. laughs>
That is kind of interesting. And, you know, and I've noticed, that's another thing that, you know, we're talking about, you had said, like, cutting cords and how everything's happening so much quicker.
Yes.
I'm noticing a lot stronger of a reaction energetically and, like,
ooh.
Even online how we were talking about, you know, how it's almost like a virtual slap in the face.
Yep.
When we get that little energetic zap, I've been noticing a lot more of those lately.
Really?
And I don't know why. I don't know who you are doing that, but that's not necessary. And it's not even that, like, it's a zap of energy being sent my way, but when someone has, like, disdain for something that I've said or that
yes.
I'm doing, like, I'm feeling it instantly. I'm
instantly.
Getting some kind of,
yeah, I hear you.
And that's okay with me because that just shows me, you know, who is in alignment with me and who isn't, and that's fine. And, you know, to each his own, and I'm not going
right.
to down anyone, you know, for feeling differently than me or not believing in what I believe in or any of that. But, man, do you have to be mean?
Well, because you feel it instantly. But the thing is, they don't know that you feel it. I've noticed that, too. And I just said to myself, wow, that's their stuff, not mine.
Right.
Because I'm not throwing it anything in anyone's face, but I'm also not going to stop being who I am because it might make you a bit uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I had a funny reaction from someone on the weekend, too, and I thought, wow, that's interesting. But here's what else I think. Because we know stuff, people are uncomfortable with us because they don't know how much we know. And we also don't tell how much we know, right?
Right. Because if they don't ask, we don't tell.
Right, exactly.
Or at least I don't.
No. No, I always try to downplay that part a little bit, but the reality is I do know lots of stuff about people. I just
right.
am like a secret keeper.
Exactly.
I'm not going to bring it up unless you need me to, and you start it first.
Right, because...
So what I think is that because they know what we can do and how intuitive we are, that's where their reaction is coming from.
It's like it's almost like they're walking on eggshells around us, or they're scared. Like, oh,
that
I wonder if they realize.
Right. That's what I think. And little do they know that we do know, but we know how to handle knowing. Does that make sense?
And a lot of times it's not worth our energy to call them out on it or to say something about it or, you know, like, it's just not worth it.
Right, because really, at the end of the day, it doesn't affect us as much as they might think it does.
Right.
Because we get tons of information all the time. We just sort through what we do need to keep and what we don't need to keep, right? Sue is talking about she's been feeling somewhat under siege at times. And isn't that kind of like what we're talking about? Just feeling all this energetic stuff all the time?
And I've been feeling, I mean, Shannon, you know this because I've talked to you about it a little bit, but, you know, I haven't really talked to anyone else about it, but that under siege feeling, like, I get it because I've kind of felt like I'm under attack
right.
A couple of times in the past few weeks, and it's creating all of these anxieties within me and you know, panic attack symptoms, and finally, you know, I thought I had it all under control and dealt with whoever it was, and then it started happening again this last week, and I put my foot down, and, you know, the second I noticed it, I put a stop to it, and knock on wood, it has been okay since then, because...
Oh, okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, you're really stepping into your power with your taking all your classes and us doing this radio show. You've been putting yourself out there a lot more, and I think every time we do that, we also invite the negative to see us as well as the positive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the people that, you know, wish they could or don't understand why we would want to or how, you know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
So I think that's part of the learning curve, too. We have to learn how to handle that, the stuff that's not so positive.
Mm-hmm.
And stomp it. I for sure go through days where I don't want to talk to anybody. I wrap myself in my little energetic cocoon and my iridescent bubble, and I go out and pet my horses.
And I've been feeling the need to be outside a lot more, too. When I start having one of those kind of funky days, I'm constantly seeing trees and water in my head, knowing, like, I need to get outside. I need to be in some nature. I need to be by some water. I need to re-energize. I need to kind of clear everything. There's definitely some interesting energies going on. Whether the moon affects it or not, there's some interesting energies going on.
Let's just blame the moon for everything.
I'm okay with that.
Me too.
Although I'm partial to the moon, I've always, always, always loved the moon. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always been so drawn to the moon.
I agree. Because it's cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has legends, has superstitions, has mystery.
And as I've gotten older and I've, you know, learned the different effects that, you know, the moon has on the earth and our bodies, and it makes me admire the moon more and more.
Yes. And
I just got lost staring at the moon. Were you wondering where I went?
Just sort of zoned out there, huh? Yeah, I wondered where you flew off to. I agree with the being outside, so does Peaceful Sue in the chat room. I find that I have to even step outside way more often than I usually do and just be outside for a few minutes if I can't be outside for a long time. Charity agrees. She's at her happiest outside.
And then I've noticed if it's too hot out, we've had some pretty crazy heat and humidity going on here in Chicago. So it's kind of rough to be outside for a long period of time. It's just not enjoyable. It's not comfortable. It's not anything. And so I've noticed on the days that I'm getting a little bit of that funky energy and I can't be outside, I've noticed my cats are constantly surrounding me.
Oh, really?
If one's not on my lap, the other one is. And if, you know, my lap is full because of one, then there's another one laying right next to me. Like, they're very, and I thought I had read somewhere that cats were very grounding.
Yes.
That's fitting.
If I'm all jittery, I'll have a cat that comes and lays on me. My cat that goes on the walkabout, she will come and sleep on my head during crazy times and block my crown chakra. And she does that to my oldest boy, too.
Oh, that is so cute.
Well, that's where I think she's on her walkabout to go get some information or something. Because then when she comes back, she'll come and sleep on my crown chakra. Downloading into me. Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. So, we have to read this. Oh, Charity says her cat's laying her head, too. And Brianna agrees about going outside. Yay! How about the theory that the moon is hollow and maybe an ancient spacecraft? Ooh, I never heard that before. That's kind of exciting.
I've never heard that either. It's very interesting.
I'm going to have to research that legend and stories. Huh.
That's one of those things that makes my head spin a little bit to think about.
Well, yeah, and it makes me want to go research, so I'll have to stop thinking about that. That's cool, Sue.
Sue. She's losing her audio because she shouldn't have talked about spacecraft and the moon. Now my remote's going to end up missing tonight.
Yeah.
I watched, there was something on ABC. This was, gosh, like a year or so ago. And it was about UFOs and they interviewed a couple of people who had encounters or abductions, and I was so surprised because it was on ABC, you know, a big network television. Like, I was
yeah.
so surprised to be watching this on there. And one of the guys I interviewed had reported his remote control going missing quite often in the middle of the night. And I'm not kidding, that night.
Really?
We went to sleep. And I woke up to, I fell asleep, the TV was on, I woke up to turn it down or something, and I thought I fell asleep with it laying, sitting right next to me on the bed. So I'm reaching around all over the bed, I can't find it. Now it's like 3 in the morning, my husband's sound asleep next to me, I am ripping the blankets off, I am moving the pillows around. I got off the bed, and I was looking all over the floor. I looked under the bed. I looked in the drawers in the nightstand. I looked everywhere, and that remote was nowhere to be found. And he finally woke up from all the commotion and said, "What in the heck are you doing?" I said, "I can't find the remote's missing." But really? So I was like, forget it. I'm just sleeping with the TV loud. I don't know what to do. So I go back to sleep, and he was leaving for work. He had gotten up. I'm trying to think, was he? I think he was leaving. It was about 7 in the morning now, and he came to kiss me goodbye. And I said, "All right, have a great day." And I roll over, and as I roll over, I open my eyes, and I happen to glance at the floor. And I said, "Oh, there's the remote." And Ken said, "Really? It was there the whole time?" I said, "I promise you it wasn't. I turned this room upside down. I was on my hands and knees looking for it on this floor. It was not here." So,
great.
Yeah.
So we're all going to lose our remotes now.
Oh, my gosh. It was a funny story, though. And if I lose it tonight, I'm going to cry.
You're going to blame the moon.
I am. Oh, my goodness. No, I'll blame the aliens for that one.
That's right.
I'll blame Sue for bringing up the alien.
She says our voices sound spooky. We'll have to.
Oh, no.
Have to, because her audio is going in and out, so we'll have to do an evil laugh or something. Although, as giddy as we are, our regular laughs would probably do it.
Right? Oh, so, I'm so glad that you were giddy, too, because I thought I was going to be on my own tonight with this craziness I'm feeling.
You probably thought you were going to be on your own because I checked out for a while there.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Good thing I could phone you.
Oh, Charity says you've got a holy moly storm coming your way, Shannon.
Oh, it must be at Charity's house. She lives just south of me. Yay, there was a holy moly storm last night. I had one child in bed, and then the other one came later.
Oh.
Crazy lightning. Interesting.
We had that over the weekend.
You did?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Woo, fun. I didn't even make it to any fireworks for Canada Day because, well, they always have it so late, and I'm asleep before then. So I got a lightning storm instead.
The sky was still lit up for you. That's all that matters.
Yes, very lit up. And the bedroom window was open, and Brent had to get up and close the bedroom window because he said he was getting rained on, but I'm closer to the window, and I didn't feel it, but okay. And then it got all stuffy, so I had to get up again, go open the window, and then a cat wanted out. Yeah. It was one of those evenings.
But did you sleep at all?
Yeah, a little bit. Here and there. It's all good.
Okay, they just told me we have 60 seconds left.
Okay. So, anybody have anything fun planned for the full moon? Are you guys going to do your manifesting? Not Virginia. She's going to release. We'll all manifest while Virginia releases.
Yes. And then next week, next week is our being psychic.
Oh, yes. Our monthly stuff about being psychic. So that's we kind of did that a little bit today, too. Just going to talk about, being psychic every day. What happens, how it feels. So everybody phone in and share your stories or in the chat room.
It will be fun. And we have just 10 seconds left, Shannon.
Well, thanks, everybody.
So, and I know you're off to join Lorraine on her show.
Yes, I get to go be a guest on the Psychic Housewives show now. I'm going to take a couple minutes to go refresh my water and jump around a bit, and then I get to go be a guest.
Good thing you're full of energy tonight, huh?
I know. It was a good day for her to ask me.
Yes.
So good night, everybody, from this show. And if you want to, come on over to the Psychic Housewives show.
That's where we will be.
All right. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Bye.